Okay, Mishmisha, let me recap. You're 25, you're falling for your colleague, you've worked together for 3 years, all the eye contact and the flirting and the smiling and the sitting next to you and the talks, it's all there. But the problem is, he's not saying anything directly, nothing straightforward. Now, there are 3 ways to handle that. Number one, you just walk away. Forget about it. You say, okay, I'm living in an illusion, there's nothing, and you just walk away. If he's serious, or if he cares as much as you think he does, he will come back. I'm not in favor of this option. I don't like that option. It's very childish and manipulative. So I don't like that option. But if you cannot handle more of the flirting and the nothing being said or done, then you walk away. Option number two, and I like that one, but I'm not sure if you can do it. You're 25. You're an adult. And he works with you. That means he's an adult as well. You just go up to him, straightforward. You tell him, listen, I like you. We've been working together for a long time, and we've gotten close to one another. And I think I'm developing feelings for you, and I've been getting signals that you feel the same way. Is that true or not? Just like that. Straightforward, confrontational, and there's no room for doubt. I like that option. And then there's another option, but I don't know if you can handle that option too. Option number three says, you give more signs that you're interested. Smile, be happy, let your eyes glow. You know, try this gaze, you know, just don't just look at him, gaze. It's like you're hypnotizing him with your eyes. You know, all the things with the hair flickering and the blushing and all the flirting body language. And maybe you would want to try to do something a little bit more attentive. I don't know, a cake, homemade cake, or a little present. Just a little something to say that he's special and he's not just a friend. So I don't know, what do you think? Option number one is the easy way out, but you might actually lose someone who's really good. So I don't think you should walk away unless you know for sure that he doesn't feel the same way. Option number two, cut a long story short, end the chase. No more games. Option number three, you are risking getting more and more attached because you're investing time and effort. Think about it and you choose.